The Nationals and the Dodgers on Tuesday night. Reigning Cy Young winner Max Scherzer takes the mound. He had a 1-0 lead before ever throwing a pitch, but he would quickly give that up bottom one thanks to Adrian Gonzalez.
And the 1-2 pitch, swinging a ground ball, base hit in right field. Harper will charge. Utley's around third. He's coming home. Harper's throw to the plate is not in time. The game is tied.
Now Murph trying to give his ball club the lead.
0-2. Murphy does the job, lifting one to center. So the Nats will get another sac fly.
It's only the fifth time in Major League history that the pitcher's had 11 strikeouts through four innings.
Swing and a miss.
Got him on the outside edge.
He winds, kicks, and throws. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. 14th strikeout for Scherzer.
Single can tie the game.
Here we go. Buckle up.
Swing and a miss.
Kodak Glover gets it done, and Puig is going out to the mound. Glover's thrown his hat down. Puig shouting at Glover, who says, come on, let's go. And the benches are emptied here at the end of the game. But it looks like cooler heads will prevail.
The Nats hang on for a 2-1 win behind Max Scherzer's season-high 14 Ks. It's his seventh career game of at least 14 strikeouts. That is tied with Chris Sale for the most among active pitchers. With great pitching matchups all across the board in this series in L.A., both the Dodgers and the Nationals knew runs would be at a premium. That was certainly the case on Tuesday night as the Nationals held off the Dodgers by a 2-1 final. Here is Washington skipper Dusty Baker.
He struggled some early, and, then he found his control in the middle innings, and if you don't get to, the elite pitchers early, then they let them settle in, and he was great, and it was a great game to watch, and you know that whoever's pitching against him is going to pitch their best game because they know that Mac's not going to give up many, and so the key is that we got the runners in from third twice, and that was the difference in the game.
He struggled early. He also had 9 strikeouts in the first 3 innings. Is that testament? No, I'm saying, how is that testament to his ability that even when he's not necessarily as sharp as he can be, he'd still strike out?
He can get sharp when it needs to be. And like I said, early, he had quite a few pitches early, and the strikeouts don't help, with your pitch total. Max was outstanding, and hope we get the same thing, out of Strauss tomorrow.
Obviously, with what happened at the end of the game, that's part of it. It's a playoff atmosphere. There's some right. Good ball players. Can you talk about the atmosphere?
It's always like that when you come to Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. And the crowd's into it. Everybody knows they play great at home. And, I didn't even see what happened at the end. I was shaking hands with my coaches and about to go out to congratulate, our guys for a game well played. And so, I didn't see what happened. And next thing I know, both sides are on the field, and as I get older in age, it takes me longer to get out there. So when I got out there, the umpires, had taken control of the game, and their players took their players, and our players took our players.
Team, the first 2 games of the series, can you talk about that? That's huge for you guys. Huh?
Well, yeah, especially with the mighty Kershaw going tomorrow, and that's going to be a great game tomorrow. And it's just especially tough to see here during day games here at Dodger Stadium, because I played many, many, many games here in Dodger Stadium, and it's tough to see. So, I might be wrong, but I don't anticipate, too many runs. Going to be a low-scoring game. I hope I'm wrong on our end, but it's going to be a great series, a finale tomorrow.
Your bullpen's really kind of stood up the last 2 days pretty well. Mm-hmm. Does it feel any different with them right now than maybe?
Well, I don't know. It's just that they're doing the job. Whoever I'm calling on is doing the job, and Perez has done an outstanding job, especially our lefties in this series, and it's a necessity because, they're predominantly left-handed hitting, lineup, most of their power, and they're, as big that they're, that we duck Turner this time because Turner is like one of their main guys, one of their main right-handed guys, and so, but you still have to beat them no matter who's out there.
You talk about all the experiences that Coda gets learning on the fly like this. Can pitching in a game like this, this kind of atmosphere, 1-run game, all that, mm-hmm. can that be even more than just a typical save?
He's always fired up. It doesn't take him much to get fired up. And so, like I said, we put him out there, when he feels right. And, every game, You know, if he has a save or if he doesn't get the save, every game is adding to his experience out there. And, you know, we'll just keep putting him out there. Like I said, if he feels right then and the situation is correct, then that's what we'll do.
As impressive as your club is, 7-1 road trip is pretty damn good.
Well, not bad. I mean, 8-1's better. You know what I mean? So tomorrow's a big game because we always talk about and pride ourselves on getaway day victories. And so tomorrow's a huge, you know, getaway day.
Another marquee pitching matchup on Wednesday as the Nats send Steven Strasburg to the mound. He'll be opposed by Clayton Kershaw.